弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，这个早晨我们能够一起来思想他的话。
We thank the Lord this morning we can meditate on His words.
心里有一个感觉。
I have this thought in my heart.
在过去的这几年。
In this past few years.
感谢神在我们弟兄姊妹里头摆下那服侍的心愿。
We thank the Lord for placing this desire to serve Him in many brothers and sisters.
摆下这样的负担来服侍。
And He has given us this burden to serve Him.
不管是我们看得见的、看不见的。
Whether it's a ministry that we can see or it's unseen.
感谢主赐下他很多丰盛的恩典。
And we thank the Lord He has poured out much grace.
这有很多弟兄姊妹默默的在背后在服侍。
And there are many brothers and sisters who are serving behind the scenes quietly and in silence.
这真的是神的恩典。
And it's truly by God's grace.
那今天想交通一点有关服侍。
And this morning I want to share something in regard to service.
所以今天的题目是宝座前的侍奉。
And so the topic this morning is to serve before the throne.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let us have further word of prayer.
父神，我们感谢你丰盛的慈爱怜悯。
Father, we thank you for your abundant love and mercy.
你是那位说话的神。
You are a God who speaks.
你愿意对我们说话。
And you desire to speak to us.
感谢你在过去的这些年日赐下许多弟兄姊妹那服侍的心愿。
We thank you for in the past years you have given this desire to serve you in many brothers and sisters.
那服侍默默的摆上
，and they were willing to surrender themselves quietly.
我们将颂赞荣耀都归给主。
And we give all praises and glory unto our Lord.
我们将底下的时间仰望在圣灵的手中。
And we give the following time into the hands of the Spirit as well.
是只有你能够自己对我们说话。
Yes, only you can speak to us.
我们承认人的话语是何等的有限。
We confess that the words of men are so limited.
愿你自己来对我们的心说话。
May you speak to into our heart directly.
愿你将这个时间分别为圣。
May you sanctify this time.
愿你来祝福每个人每个家，祝福你的教会。
May you bless everyone, every family, and your church.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen. 所以我们在今天我们想交通一点有关在我在服事上的学习。
And this morning I want to share some of the lessons that I have learned in regard to service.
有关侍奉有它侍奉的原则。
In the matter of service, there are a few principles.
还有它侍奉的重点。
And there are importances.
不管我们在什么层次的服事。
And in whichever service or ministry that you're participating in,
我们在这里所谈的不是说只是讲台领诗领会带聚会教主这些这样的服事。
We're not just speaking of services like speaking at the pulpit or leading a prayer meeting or teaching Sunday school.
我们今天讲的侍奉是在每一个层次里。
And today the service that we're talking about is about everything that we do.
今天我们交通的内容跟每个弟兄姊妹的服事只要有心愿服事都有关系。
And therefore, this morning I want to share what I want to share has everything to do with any brother and sister who has a burden to serve in any capacity.
所以愿主祝福这个时间。
So may the Lord bless this time.
请弟兄姊妹打开以赛亚书第六章。
Let us begin by reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6.
在以赛亚书第六章，我们先来读第一节到第四节。
And we'll read first from verse 1 to verse 4.
我来读一节到四节。当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉弗侍立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说，圣哉圣哉圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地，因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。
In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, lofty and exalted, and the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings, with two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, with two he flew. And one called out to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, and the whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the threshold trembled at the voice of him who called out, while the temple was filling with smoke.
所以我们今天来思想在宝座前撒拉弗的侍奉。
And this morning we want to see the service of Seraphim before the throne of God.
我们很少提到这些天使们撒拉弗。
And very rarely do we mention these angels, especially these Seraphim.
撒拉弗在圣经里头只出现一次。
And this is the only time that's mentioned in the Bible.
以赛亚书第六章是圣经里头撒拉弗出现唯一的一次。
And in Isaiah chapter 6 is the only time Seraphim is mentioned in the Bible.
也可以说撒拉弗是最靠近宝座的天使。
And we can see from here that Seraphim is the angel that is closest to the throne.
在众多的天使里面最靠近宝座的天使是撒拉弗。
Among all the different angels, Seraphim are the ones who are closest to the throne of God.
所以他们的服饰需要给我们有启示，有亮光。
So we can see revelations and light from the service that they minister before the throne.
他们的侍奉让我们非常羡慕。
And we even envy their ministry.
但是他们能够侍立在宝座的面前，有他们的原因。
But the reason, they have their own reasons why they could stand before the throne.
你想那千千万万的天使里头，能够侍立在宝座面前不是一件容易的事情。
And just imagine thousands upon thousands of different angels. It is not an easy thing to be standing before the throne of God.
他们的服事肯定是讨神的喜悦。
And they must have a ministry that is pleasing to the Lord.
我们很多时候对天使我们没有很真实的认识。
And very often we don't really pay too much attention or to have full understanding of what the angels do.
一方面也在圣经里头对于天使的描述不是太多。
On one hand, the Bible doesn't give a whole lot of description to angels.
但是你要知道一点，天使他有自由的意志。
But we do know that the angels have their own free will.
在神所创造最重要的两类受造物里头，就是人和天使。
And there are two things that are the most important creations of the Lord.That is man and angels.
天使有他自由的意志。
And as man, as angels, they all have their own free will.
天使也会犯罪。
And they can also sin.
如果天使不会犯罪，就不会有三分之一的天使跟这天使长撒旦一起堕落。
If they were incapable of sinning, then there wouldn't have been one third of the angels that have fallen with Satan.
所以天使他有自由的意志。选择要跟随神还是要背逆神。
So they have their own free will to choose to either to follow God or to disobey God.
所以这个地方我们来谈到撒拉弗的服事，我们必须好好去思想。
So here as we see the ministry of these seraphims, we must think about it.
这个地方撒拉弗的事例让我们非常羡慕。
And we kind of envy their service before the throne.
天使的数目不会减少，会不会增加我不知道，它不会减少。
The number of angels cannot decrease. I don't know if they are increasing, but we know they don't decrease.
因为他们不会死。
Because they cannot die.
多的天使只会到地狱火湖。
And only the fallen one had gone into the lake of fire.
但天使是属灵，他不会死。
But they are a spiritual being, so they cannot die.
所以这些天使能够侍立在宝座的面前非常宝贵。
So it is so precious to see these seraphims standing before the throne.
他们活在神的荣耀里。
And they live in the glory of God.
圣经说他们侍立在神的面前。
The Bible described them as they stood above him.
侍立在宝座的面前。
They were standing before the throne.
所以我们今天我们来思想有关这些撒拉弗。
So let us consider these seraphims.
还有他们在以赛亚书第六章所做的侍奉。
And also of their ministry as described from the book of Isaiah.
我们再来看第六章五到八节。
And let us continue to read from verse 5 to 8.
那时我说祸哉，我灭亡的，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华，有一撒拉弗飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说：看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说：我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说：我在这里，请差遣我。
Then I said, Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among the people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. And he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here I am, send me.
撒拉弗的势力在宝座面前让我非常羡慕。
And we envy the ministry of seraphims before the throne.
还有一件事让我们非常的羡慕。
And there's another thing that we envy.
就是他们在神的旨意中来侍奉。
That they are serving and ministering according to the will of God.
这个地方以赛亚书第六章，这是以赛亚的先知被差遣的开始。
Here in the Isaiah chapter 6, this is the beginning of his commission.
以赛亚的侍奉在这个先知侍奉的时代里头是一个非常非常重要的一个侍奉。
Isaiah had served a great ministry in the time of the prophets.
以赛亚侍奉神做先知40年。
And he served as a prophet before the Lord for 40 years.
有很多重要的有关弥赛亚的启示都是以赛亚说出来的。
And he had spoken of much revelation of, in regard to the Messiah.
但是以赛亚的侍奉简单的说基本上奉差遣是从第六章开始。
But in a way we can see that his commissioning was from this chapter 6.
所以撒拉弗有一件事让我非常羡慕，就是他们能够按神的旨意来穿他神的旨意。
So here we can see the seraphims were the one according to the will of God to send forth Isaiah.
所以我们来思想有关这第一节到第四节。
So let us consider verse 1 to 4.
所以撒拉弗他有许多的特点。
They have some characteristics.
有许多他们的心。
They have their heart.
所以我们必须去学习他们的特点还有他们的心。
So we can see from here their characteristics and their heart desire.
撒拉弗一共有三对翅膀。
They have three pairs of wings.
他们有一对翅膀是来遮脸的。
They use two to cover their face.
有一对翅膀是来遮脚的。
They have two to cover their feet.
他们有一对翅膀是来飞翔的。
And they use the other two to fly.
但是用来飞翔的只有一对翅膀。
They only use one out of the three pairs to fly.
来预备他们飞翔的有两对翅膀。
And they use the other two pairs in preparation of to fly.
有一对翅膀遮脸。
The other two, with one pair they cover their face.
一对翅膀遮脚。
Another pair to cover their feet.
我们必须来思想它属灵的意义是什么？
And we need to consider what are the spiritual significance of this.
更精确的来讲，我们来思想这些撒拉弗为什么能够侍立在宝座面前。
And in a way, they tells us why the reason why they could stand before the throne.
弟兄姊妹，不管你在哪一个层次来侍奉
，doesn't matter how you're serving before the Lord.
我们都需要学习。
We all need to learn this.
我们在谈每个层次的侍奉。
And this has everything to do with any service.
这个属灵的原则在我们每个弟兄姊妹的侍奉上都有关系。
It is the same principle for any level of service.
愿以赛亚书第六章改变你的侍奉。
May these scriptures really change our attitude before service.
所以我们来看第一对翅膀 遮脸的翅膀。
We see this first pair of wings that cover their face.
所有属灵的工作都从里面开始。
And all spiritual work began from within us.
所有属灵上能够讨主喜悦在主面前的侍奉都从里面开始。
And any spiritual service that pleases the Lord will have a work that begins within us.
我们的主耶稣他自己来说，我们的侍奉从里面开始。
Our Lord himself said so that all our work, God's work is working within our hearts.
约翰福音三章三十节，施洗约翰他曾经说。
In John chapter 3, verse 30, John the Baptist said,
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
That he must increase and I must decrease.
非常非常宝贵的一个看见。
What a precious revelation.
在神的宝座面前，愿我们成为无有。
And before the throne of God, may we also be nothing.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And he must increase and I must decrease.
一个弟兄姊妹，你愿更多认识我们的生命跟神的生命完全不一样。
And we must, all of us must understand and know this, that our life is completely different from the life of God.
神就会改变。
Then God will change you.
撒弗的侍奉从遮脸开始。
So the ministry of the seraphims begins by them covering their own faces.
它是里面的。
And it is an inward decreasing.
它是内心的。
It is from their heart.
它是属灵所有一切事物的开始。
It is the beginning of all spiritual increase.
这一个遮脸跟我们每一个服侍弟兄姊妹都有关系。
And this is important to all of us who serve before the Lord.
这里牵涉到我们的己。
And it talks about ourself.
我们常常说我们的敌人是魔鬼撒旦。
We always say the enemy is Satan.
可是我们再仔细去思考神的话语，思考我们的经历。
But if we truly consider the word of God and consider our own experiences,
神已经借着死败坏掌死权的。
The Lord through death has already rendered powerless the one who holds the power of death.
我们的仇敌已经失败。
Or the enemy has already been defeated.
今天我们一个弟兄姊妹，一个服侍的人。
Today, any brother or sister, anyone who serves before God,
最大的仇敌是我们自己。
Our biggest enemy is ourselves.
如果我们能够对付己，
If we can deal with ourselves,
神就有办法对付我们。
Then the Lord can deal with us.
神就有办法用我们。
Then the Lord is able to use us.
所以撒拉弗的三对翅膀，第一对翅膀就是遮脸。
So they use their first two wings to cover their face.
简单的说，我们用两个字来形容它。
And we just use these two words to describe it.
这两个字我们来看马太福音十六章二十四节。
Which is also spoken from Matthew chapter 16.
我们的主他谈到服侍。
When the Lord talks about serving him.
马太福音十六章二十四节，耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
From chapter 16 verse 24, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to come after me,He must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
很多时候我们想什么是十字架。
So often we ponder what does it mean to have the cross.
我们讲进窄门走窄路是十字架。
And we talk about going through the narrow gate, walking in the narrow path, and that's a cross to us.
为主被人家嘲笑。
And if we are ridiculed because of, for the sake of the Lord,
为主受苦，甚至为主殉道。
If we suffer tribulation or even become a martyr for the sake of the Lord,
那个是十字架。
And we call that the cross.
没有错，他们是十字架。
And that is true; those are a form of cross.
很多时候我们从来没有思想十字架的根基在哪里。
But so often we've never pondered what is the foundation of having a cross.
所以当这些门徒开始跟随主耶稣的时候。
So whenever these disciples begin to follow the Lord,
主耶稣讲到一个基本问题。
The Lord talks about this most fundamental matter.
你们要跟随我，第一件事情先舍己。
If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself.
我们的生命跟神的生命完全不一样。
Our life is completely different from the life of God.
假如不是神的怜悯，我们今天不会被宝血洗净。
If it's not for the mercy of the Lord, then we would not have been cleansed by His blood.
假如不是主耶稣他十字架的救赎。
If it's not for the redemption that the Lord has accomplished on the cross,
我们生命的本质就是亚当。
The nature of our life is that old Adam.
一无希望。
And we have no hope in ourselves.
只有走向地狱火。
And our only end is perdition in the lake of fire.
所以主耶稣说，若人要跟随我。
So the Lord says, if anyone wishes to come after me,
所有一切的根基舍己。
And all the beginning of all things is to deny yourself.
是不是这样？
Isn't that true?
你想我们所过去所犯的错误。
Just think about all the mistakes that we have made.
我们的问题。
All the problems we face.
把我们个人，我们在家里头。
Whether it's our individual problems or our family problems.
在教会，在服事。
The issues in the church, in our ministries.
我们最大的仇敌就是我们自己。
The greatest enemy that we have is ourselves.
所以主耶稣说，舍己，十字架的根基。
That's why the Lord puts denying yourself even before taking up the cross.
我们能够谈舍己，我们才有办法谈十字架。
If we can begin to deny ourselves, then we can take up our cross.
很多时候，我们的十字架指向对方。
And sometimes we use the cross to deal with other people.
我的丈夫，我的妻子，我的儿女，我的同事，我的弟兄姐妹们。
And we call our husband, our wife, our co-workers, our brothers and sisters, we call them our cross.
主耶稣说，十字架所有一切根基在我们舍己。
But the Lord says the beginning of all the taking up the cross is to deny ourselves.
我们再来看第二个地方，主耶稣对这件事的启示。
And the second revelation the Lord gave us.
这个地方的启示在马太福音第五章三到六节。
We see that in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 to 6.
所以这个地方是向门徒们说的。
And he's talking to his disciples.
弟兄姊妹，如果你愿意服侍神。
So if any of us is willing to serve God,
马太福音五章六章七章，你一定要好好读。
Then we need to read chapter 5, 6, and 7 from Matthew very carefully.
你必须知道登山宝训是对谁说的。
Then we need to understand the Sermon on the Mount and who they're speaking to.
这个地方一开始就记载门徒到他跟前来。
In the beginning, it's recorded that his disciples came up to him.
你要服侍，你必须是个门徒。
If you want to serve him, we must first be disciples of the Lord.
不然你没办法服侍。
Otherwise, how can we serve him?
你要做个门徒，马太福音五章六章七章，一定要好好读。
If you want to be a disciple of the Lord, then we need to hear the words that he spoke to his disciples from these three chapters.
我们可以说马太福音五章六章七章是门徒的开始。
And we can even say that these are the beginning doctrines for becoming a disciple.
如果你说约翰福音十三章到十七章是门徒的成全
，If you say John chapter 13 to 17 is the Lord's final doctrines to his disciples，
那马太福音第五章、第六章、第七章就是门徒的开始。
Then we can call these three chapters in Matthew the beginning of becoming a disciple。
所以我们来看马太福音。第五章这第三节到第六节。
And let us see the beginning from verse 3 to 6.
你就可以知道主的心在哪里。
Then you can see the heart of God.
我把它读一下三到六节。七心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are the poor in the spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
这里有四个名词。
Here there are four
nouns. 虚心、哀痛、温柔、饥渴、慕义。
Poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who are gentle,And those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
但是只有一个东西。
But there is only one.
这是谦卑。
That is to be humble.
所有属灵工作的开始。
Oh, that is the beginning of all spiritual work.
我们必须想，主耶稣在地上，他只有三年半的时间。
And we must think that the Lord only ministered for 3.5 years on the earth.
他最长的一篇讲道。
One of his longest sermons.
最重要门徒开始的讲道。
Or even the beginning of calling his disciples.
就是马太福音的五章六章七章。
And it was this
登山宝训。
Sermon on the Mount from Matthew 5, 6, 7.
在这登山宝训里头的前面四个重要原则
and the first four principles
环绕在一件事情
all surround this one matter
谦卑
that is to be humble
虚心我们邻里贫穷是真正的虚心
poor in spirit to be humble
哀恸为了我们邻里的贫穷我们哀恸
those who mourn for the sake of us we are so poor in the spirit
第三个名词是温柔
Third, talk about gentle.
我们和合本翻这个温柔的时候，翻的不是非常的精确。
Perhaps it was not translated very accurately in the Chinese.
大部分的英文版翻的非常好。
Many English translation is very good.
这个温柔大部分的英文版翻成 meek.
Most said, "Blessed are the meek."
这个 meek 它不是温柔的意思。
And this meek is not just talking about being gentle.
它的温柔的意思应该是柔软
，but it's to be very soft and pliable.
柔软跟温柔不一样
，and being soft is different from being gentle.
一个人可以非常的温柔，但是在神面前非常的刚硬。
Some people can be very gentle, in character, but before the Lord, they can be very strong.
所以这句话，它希腊文真正的意义是讲到我们在神面前柔软。
So the original meaning of this text is that we are soft before the Lord.
就是能够谦卑。
And so that we can humble ourselves.
谦卑在神的面前。
Humble ourselves before the Lord.
还有饥渴慕义。
And also those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
这四句话都跟我们的己有关系。
And all four of these has to do with ourself.
都从我们的己开始。
It all begins with ourself.
都从我们的内心开始
begins from our inward heart
都从我们的里面开始
from our inside
都从舍己开始
all begins by denying ourselves
登山宝训中的登山宝训
This is the sermon of the sermon on the mount
谦卑开始
That is all begins with humility
在神面前的高傲
Anyone who is high and lofty before the Lord,
服事上没有路
then there is no way that we can serve before Him.
服事上没有路
there is no way of service.
所以这是主耶稣他两个最重要的有关服事的启示
So this is the two most important revelations about service before Him.
都跟我们的舍己有绝对的关系
It all begins with this matter of denying ourselves.
所以我们来看正面跟负面的例子。
And we see the both positive and negative examples.
我们来看保罗他的例子。
We see the example of Paul.
提摩太前书第一章。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1.
十五节到十六节。
Verse 15 to 16.
我来念他十五节到十六节。耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁；然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
1 Timothy 1:15 It is a trustworthy statement, deserving full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost of all. Yet for this reason I found mercy.So that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who will believe in him for eternal life.
保罗说他是罪人中的罪魁。
Paul called himself the chief of all sinners.
没有错，保罗曾经迫害弟兄姊妹，迫害神的家，迫害神的教会。
He once was a persecutor of brethren, persecutor of the church of God.
但是那是在他得救以前。
But that was before he was saved.
得救以后，他说我是罪人中的罪魁。
But even after he was saved, he still called himself and considered himself the foremost of all sinners.
他不但说我是罪人中的罪魁，而且他说神要我这个人使我成为一个榜样。
And he said, he was the foremost of all sinners so that he can become a demonstration.
给谁做榜样？
Example for who?
给那信他得永生的人做榜样。
That he can be an example for all those who believe in God for eternal life.
保罗他真的知道什么叫舍己。
And he really understood what it meant to deny himself.
罗马书第七章保罗讲有非常重要的话。
Roman chapter 7, he said something very important.
在我肉体中一无良善。
He said there is nothing good in me.
立志为善由得我。行出来由不得我。
The desire to do good is within me, but to act it out is not within me.
很多人讲罗马书第七章是对外邦人讲。
And many people think Roman chapter 7 is talking for the Gentiles, unbelievers.
如果罗马书第六章、第八章都是讲基督徒。
If chapter 6 and 8 both talks to the believers,
第七章就是讲基督徒。
Then chapter 7 naturally is also for the believers.
圣经原本不分章节。
And before, the Bible didn't have the demarcation of chapters.
六章、七章、八章、罗马书都是一气呵成。
It was all the same letter that's continuous.
保罗说，在我肉体中一无良善。
The Paul says, in my own flesh there is nothing good.
他真的认识什么是基督的救赎。
He truly understood the salvation of Christ.
很多时候，我们弟兄姊妹对于基督的救赎，我们认识第一个层面。
So often we only understood the very first surface of the salvation, the redemption of Christ.
对耶稣的救赎，我们很多时候我们想的是那个罪行，那个罪案。
So very often we think of the redemption, mostly on the surface of the act of sin, the sin that we have committed.
但是事实上，主耶稣的救赎有两个层面。
But as a matter of fact, his salvation has more than that one surface.
还有更重要的一个层面。
And more important level.
主耶稣在十字架的救赎是要赎我们这个人。
And that he will redeem ourself as a being.
他十字架的救赎就是要赎你、赎我、赎我们这个人。
He accomplished the redemption on the cross so that we can be ransomed.
这个走向地狱火湖的人。
One who is walking towards the lake of fire.
这一个人，亚当的人。
And this old man who is in Adam.
主耶稣称他是死人。
And the Lord calls all of us dead men.
约翰福音第五章清清楚楚告诉你，神要让我们从死里活。
But John chapter 5 clearly stated that God wanted us to bring us alive from the dead.
神要让我们这些死人听见神儿子的声音。
So all of us who are dead men will hear the voice of the Son of God.
父神做事，子神才做。
The Son only sees what the Father does.
父神要拯救救赎我们这个人。
The Father desires to save and to ransom us.
因此主耶稣才救赎拯救我们。
And therefore the Son came to accomplish the work of redemption.
主耶稣的救赎第二个层面，赎我们生命的本质。
And he second facet of his redemption is that he wants to redeem the nature of our sins.
我们的生命的本质。就是亚当。
Our nature, our old character of life is that old Adam.
我们生命的本质就是一个死人。
And we were that sinner, that dead man.
我们生命的本质就是一个瞎子。
And we were those who are blind.
所以保罗这里给我们做了一个舍己最重要的一个榜样。
So Paul had become that great demonstration and example for those who would deny themselves.
所以在提摩太前书，保罗说：“神要让我这个人成为一个榜样。”
So therefore, Paul said in 1 Timothy that God had caused him to become a demonstration.
保罗他在说什么
？What did he mean by that?
保罗说：“我这个罪人中的罪魁，神都有办法救我。”
He said, even for a chief of all sinners as himself, the Lord was able to save him.
他能够救我，也可以救你。
If Paul can find mercy and be saved, then all of us can be saved.
他如果能够改变保罗生命的本质，他就能够改变你生命的本质。
If God can change the old nature in Paul, then God is able to change our own nature as well.
所以保罗在圣灵里，他看见我必须要看见我一无所有。
So in the Holy Spirit, Paul says, I must see that there is nothing good in me.
在神面前，我们一无所有。
And before men, we are nothing.
除了宝血，除了十字架的救赎，我们一无所有。
Except for the redemption of the cross, then we have nothing.
所以在这里，我们看见撒拉弗的第一对翅膀就是遮脸。
So we see these first two wings that the seraphim use is to cover their face.
在宝座前的侍奉，撒拉弗看见一件事情：我们在神面前一无所有。
Before the throne of God, seraphim sees this one thing that we have nothing before God.
脸代表一个活物的荣耀跟他所有的一切。
The countenance or the face of a being represents its glory and everything that he has.
撒拉弗第一对翅膀就是遮脸。
But he uses his wings to cover the face.
我们在神面前一无所有。
And that we have nothing good and there is nothing that we can boast before God.
因此撒拉弗能够在宝座前侍立。
And therefore, as he covers himself, he could stand before the throne.
我们再来看一个反面的例子。
And we will see a negative example.
在以西结书二十八章。
In Ezekiel chapter 28.
以西结书二十八章，我先来念十二节到第十四节。
I'll read from verse 12 to 14.
这里讲到天使长堕落成为魔鬼撒旦。
Here it talks about the account of the chief archangel who had fallen to become Satan.
十二节到十四节，人子啊，你为推罗王作起哀歌，说主耶和华如此说：你无所不备，智慧充足，全然美丽。你曾在伊甸神的园中佩戴各样宝石，就是红宝石、红碧玺、金刚石、水苍玉、红玛瑙、碧玉、蓝宝石、绿宝石、红玉和黄金，又有精美的骨笛在你那里，都是在你受到这次预备的。预备齐全的，你是那瘦高遮掩耶柜的基路伯，我将你安置在神的圣山上，你在花光如火的宝石中间往来。
You're saying, Son of man, take up the lamentation over the king of Tyre, saying, You had a seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was in your covering.The ruby, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the lapis lazuli, the turquoise, and the emerald, the gold, the workmanship of your setting and sockets was in you. On the day you were created, they were prepared. You were the anointed cherub who covers, and I placed you there. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked in the midst of the stones of fire.
所以神给这天使长非常大的荣耀。
And we see that the archangel has received tremendous glory from God.
非常重要的职责。
And he was placed in the most important position.
非常多神的恩典。
And he had received much grace.
圣经形容他无所不备。
And the Bible described that he was perfect in all things.
智慧充足。
And full of wisdom and perfect in beauty.
全然美丽
and perfect in beauty.
没有办法再形容神所给他的恩典
And there is no other word that we can use to describe all the fullness of God that was upon him.
神给他非常重要的职责
And the Lord even placed him in a very important position.
他不但是个天使长
Not only he was the chief archangel.
他是遮掩耶柜的基路伯
He was the anointed cherub that covers the Ark of Covenant.
所以神是约柜的时候，天使长是那遮掩约柜的基路伯。
And when the Lord's the testimony of His presence was in the Ark, He was the cherub that covers the Ark.
神 给他在如火的宝石中间往来。
And he was placed in the midst of the stones of fire.
这天使长出什么问题？
But what was his downfall?
我们看第十五节到十七节。
And verse 15 to 17 continues.
念一下，你从受造之日所行的都完全，后来在你中间又查出不义，因你贸易很多，就被强暴的事充满，以致犯罪。说以我因你亵渎圣地，就从神的山驱逐你，遮掩耶和华的基路伯啊，我已将你从发光如火的宝石中除灭。你因美丽心中高傲，又因荣光败坏智慧，我已将你摔倒在地，使你倒在君王面前，好叫他们目睹眼见。
You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created until unrighteousness was found in you. By the abundance of your trade, you were internally filled with violence, and you sinned. Therefore, I have cast you as profane from the mountain of God, and I have destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom by reason of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I put you before kings, and they may see you.
弟兄姊妹，天使长，这个天使长出什么问题？
Here, this archangel, what was his problem?
弟兄姊妹，这个天使长到底出什么问题？
And what exactly did he do?
为什么他终究的结局是地狱火湖？
Why was he casted out onto the lake of fire?
主在这里说到他的不义。
But here, the Lord says unrighteousness was found in him.
被强暴充满。
He was internally filled with violence.
他来就是为杀害，为欺骗。
And he came to kill and to destroy.
为了毁坏来。
And he came to deceive.
亵渎圣地。
And he had profaned the Holy One.
以致犯罪。
Until he had sinned.
神第二次说，你这遮掩耶和华的基路伯。
Yet the Lord still calls him, you covering cherub.
我已将你除灭。
But I have destroyed you.
他现在的存在无关紧要。
His existence is no longer important to God.
他的结局就是地狱火。
And his end is that lake of fire.
这里面有两句话，非常重要的两句话。
So here, two verses are very important.
因美丽心中高傲，因荣光败坏智慧。
Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty, and you corrupted your wisdom by the reason of your splendor.
这两句话什么意思？
What does that mean?
这两句话，弟兄姊妹，都跟己有关系。
Here all has to do with his self.
属灵的工作从己开始。
The beginning of spiritual work all began with his self.
魔鬼三的堕落，这天使长从己开始。
Even the falling, the account of this fallen angel begins with his self.
人的堕落从己开始。
And in the same way, our downfall also begins in ourself.
亚当夏娃的问题出在哪？
What was the problem of Adam and Eve?
悖逆神。
That they disobeyed God.
我的己。
And they exalted their self.
弟兄姊妹，属灵所有工作的开始，从己先开始。
And therefore, all the spiritual work that the Lord does begins in ourself.
如果我们想要服侍，
if we desire to serve Him,
我们想要成长，
if we desire to grow in Him,
我们没有舍己，
and we cannot deny ourselves,
没有路，
then there is no way forward.
所以这个地方对于这天使长他的堕落这两句话，
and so there are these two descriptions of his downfall.
心中的高傲因荣光败坏智慧。
His heart was lifted up because of his beauty.
简单的说，就用两个名词，一个高傲，一个虚荣。
One is he's exalted, and then he was vain.
因为神所赐给他的地位，因为神所赐给他的恩典，他高傲。
Because of the beauty that the God has given him and the position, the high lofty position that the Lord placed him at, he was exalted in his heart.
他忘掉这所有的荣光，
He had forgotten that everything he had came from God.
他抓那个虚荣。
And he was vain in his own beauty.
弟兄姊妹，我想讲一件事情。
So I want to talk about this.
基路伯跟撒拉弗在圣经里头都是非常重要的天使。
And both cherubims and seraphims are very important angels before the Lord.
他们是天主中非常重要的天使。
They were chief angels.
他们都有神特别的恩典。
And they all have special grace from God.
撒拉弗是立在宝座前。
Seraphim stands before the throne.
基路伯是这个天使长，他是遮掩耶柜的基路伯。
And cherubims are those who covers the ark.
都有非常重要的服侍。
And they're both important.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看到一件事情吗？
But do you see this matter?
同样都是神非常宝贵的，神非常给恩典的两类天使。
Both angels have been receiving much grace from the Lord.
我讲到两类，因为撒旦的堕落带进了三分之一天使的堕落，相同的原则。
And it's the same principle why the downfall of Satan brought through one third of the angels.
弟兄姊妹，这两类神非常祝福、神非常施恩典的天使。
So these two types of angels both had received much blessing and grace from God.
如果能够舍己的话。
If they were willing to deny themselves,
如果从他们的自由意志里头，他们能够舍己的话，
if out of their own free will they can deny themselves,
今天这天使长不得了，
then these angels will be so great,
因为他是遮掩耶和华的基路伯，
because he is a covering cherub,
他全然美丽，
and he is perfect in beauty.
你看到这件事情吗？不同的出发点，完全不同的结果。
And because of their different attitude, it brought in completely different ends.
有天渊之别。
It's a huge chasm between them.
一个是天，一个是地。
Difference between heaven and earth.
一个是天堂，一个是地狱。
Even between heaven and hell.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我的意思吗？
Do you know what I mean?
都出于己的问题。
It all begins with this matter of self.
己的问题会带进我们的败坏。
And from ourself, you bring in our corruption.
己的问题，如果我们好好对付，会带进许多属天的祝福。
Yet if we deal with ourselves and deny ourselves, you will bring in much blessing.
所以我们希望说，从这第一对翅膀，我们能够好好的来思想。
So we want to see, really consider these wings that cover our face.
我们今天读圣经不是说我们读一读就算了。
And we're not just reading through the Bible and skimming through it.
我们必须去思想。
But we need to meditate.
圣经本来就是一本启示的书。
And this is a book of revelation.
对一个不肯去思想神话语的人，
If we're unwilling to meditate on his word,
圣经是一本封闭的书。
Then this is just a closed book.
你愿意思想神的话，它是一本启示的书。
But if you're willing to meditate on his word, then it will be a word that opens to you and give you revelation.
神的话就会对你开启展示给你。
The word of God will be opened up to you and reveal his heart to you.
神就能够祝福。
Then the Lord can bless you through his word.
愿神祝福每个弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord truly bless all of us.
第二对翅膀。
And the second pair of wings.
撒拉弗有第二对翅膀用来遮脚。
And he used these next two wings to cover his feet.
如果说这遮脸的是讲里面的事情。
If we talk, covering the face talks about the covering of inside.
这遮脚的是来启示有关我们做出来我们外面的事情。
And then the covering of the feet talks about the outward expression, the action that we do.
撒拉弗因为他们能够有两个翅膀遮脸。有两个翅膀遮脚，因此他们才能够飞翔。
And because they can cover their face with their wings and cover their feet, and therefore they can fly.
所以我们来看这遮脚是什么意思。
So let's see what does it mean to cover your feet.
所有属灵的服事。
All spiritual ministries.
开始于两个字。
Begins by these two things.
顺服。
That is to obey.
弟兄姊妹，没有顺服。没有办法才能服侍。
And without obedience, we cannot serve him.
不要偏行己路。
Do not go according to our own will.
遮脚的意思就告诉我们，不 不要偏行己路。
The meaning of him covering his feet is so that we can cover up our own will and our own purpose.
属灵的服事起于顺服。
And the beginning of spiritual ministry begins with obedience.
圣经里面非常非常的清楚告诉我们这件事情。
And the Bible is very clear on this matter.
我们看主耶稣他怎么来说。
Let's see what the Lord says.
约翰福音十二章二十六节。
In John chapter 12, verse 26,
主耶稣说：“若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。”若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
The Lord says, "If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him."
主耶稣讲第一句话：若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。
The Lord says, "If anyone serves me, he must follow me."
他刚才讲过，要跟从我，就要舍己，背起十字架来跟从我。
And he said earlier, "If anyone follows him, you must deny ourselves and take up his cross and follow him."
所以我们要做个门徒，有两步。
So if we want to be a disciple, then there are two steps.
第一个就是舍己，背起十字架来跟从主。
First of all, is to deny ourselves.And then is to follow him.
主耶稣重复一遍。
And he repeated again.
你要服侍我，就当跟从我。
If anyone serves me, he must follow me.
他讲第二个原则。
That's the second principle.
我在哪里，服侍我的人就要在那里。
Where I am, there my servant will be also.
你这么做，父就尊重。
And if anyone serves me, the Father will honor him.
父就尊重你的服侍。
The Father will honor your service.
撒拉弗因为有一对翅膀，第二对翅膀遮脚。
And the seraphim used his wings to cover his feet.
不偏行己路。
That he will not follow his own will.
因此父神尊重他。
Therefore, the Father honors their ministry.
撒拉弗侍立在宝座前。
And they were able to stand before the throne.
非常重要的原因。
And it has this great importance.
他们的三对翅膀里面。有两对翅膀在对付他们。
And they use two out of three pairs of wings to deal with themselves.
一对翅膀对付他们的己。
One is to deal with their own self, own flesh.
一对翅膀对付他们顺服。
And the second pair is to deal with their own obedience.
能够舍己，能够顺服。
So that they can deny themselves and to obey.
才能够飞翔。
And therefore they could fly.
没有舍己，没有顺服，第三对翅膀没有任何的功能。
Without them being able to deny themselves and to covering their own will, then their third pair of wings will have no use at all.
所以我们来看有关服事。
So as we talk about service,
不管我们把圣经怎么样去读它
，No matter how you read the Bible,
圣经里面对于服事的人
and,The Bible talks about those people who serve.
有一个非常重要的原则。
And it has this important principle.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
必须顺服。
We must obey him.
没有顺服，没有路。
If we cannot obey him, then there is no way for us to serve.
我们可以做很多的事情。
We can do many, many things.
在神面前没有价值。
But then they have no value before the Lord.
撒拉弗的势力因为有那对翅膀遮脚，因此他们蒙神祝福。
And because the seraphim can cover their feet before the Lord, and the Lord blessed them.
所以这是一个非常重要的原则。
And so that's an important principle.
从某个角度来看，如果你要服侍，你必须认识一点。
From one angle, we can say if you want to serve, then you must understand this.
服侍的人最没有自由。
And those who serve him have no freedom.
服侍的人最没有自由。
The people who serve God has no freedom of their own.
很多事情你可以有自由。
There are many things that we have freedom in the world.
服侍的人没有自由。
But those who serve cannot have freedom.
保罗在罗马书第六章他说了。
And Paul describes himself in Romans chapter 6.
我们从前是罪的奴仆。
Before we were slaves to sin.
我们现在要做义的奴仆。
But now we want to be slaves of righteousness.
所以保罗说我们要做义的奴。
And therefore he says we are slaves to righteousness.
我们中文和合版翻译这个奴仆。
And in Chinese it was translated as servants of righteousness.
那希腊文原文的意思不是奴仆。
But really, in the original text, it's not just the servant.
保罗在他这三封书信，从罗马书到腓利门书，他常常讲到我是神的奴仆，耶稣基督的奴仆。
He often calls himself the bond servant of Christ.
你知道他在说什么？
What does that mean?
那个奴仆，我们中文没有把它翻好。
And in Chinese, it was not translated completely accurately.
你知道他的意思是什么？
You know what he means?
他是奴隶。
It means that he was a slave.
保罗说就是奴隶。
He said he was a slave.
简单的时候，保罗是说，我是神的儿子耶稣基督的奴隶。
And simply put, he is the slave of Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God.
奴隶跟奴仆完全不一样。
And there's a great difference between a servant and a slave.
你这奴仆，你高兴不干你就可以不干，对不对
？For a servant, if you don't want to do it, you can just quit.
奴隶，你完全没有主权。
But as a slave, you have no right of your own.
弟兄姊妹，你知道保罗在说什么
？You know what Paul means?
我们做一个神的服侍的神面前服侍的人。
If we want to be those who serve before the Lord,
你我。就是一个奴隶。
Then we are slaves before him.
换句话说，你如果只想做个奴仆
，in another word, if you only want to be a servant,
那个味道没有把它全然讲出来，你知道意思吗
？And you can just come and go.
他没有完全把那个字原文的意思讲出来。
And we would not understand what it means to be a slave.
保罗意思就是说。我是个奴隶。
But Paul says, "I am a bond servant, meaning I am a slave before him."
弟兄姊妹，你要服侍。
And he says, "If we want to serve him."
你是个奴隶，你的服侍才能讨神的喜悦。
And then only a service of a slave can be pleasing to the Lord.
什么叫奴隶啊
？What does that mean to be a slave?
奴隶，你没有主权。
Meaning we have no free will of our own.
奴隶最重要一个特性就是。你没有主权。
And that's a great characteristic of a slave is that they have no rights of their own.
你的主人要你干什么，你就干什么。
If your master asks you to do something, you must do it.
这就是奴隶。
And that is being a slave.
保罗从头到尾就讲，我是主耶稣基督的奴隶。
And Paul had mentioned it over and over that I am a slave of Christ. I am a bond servant of him.
所以他在罗马书一章到四章告诉我们因信称义。
So Romans 1-4 talks about being justified by faith.
因此我们要做义的奴隶。
And therefore we must be righteousness, slaves to righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该做义的奴隶。
And brothers and sisters, we all ought to be slaves to righteousness.
你的服事必须有奴隶的意向。
And we must understand.How to be a slave as a servant.
我们看希伯来书第八章第五节。
Let's see, excuse me, Hebrew chapter 8 verse 5.
我们来看圣经里头两个地方。
And we see these a few scriptures.
希伯来书第八章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 5.
来读一下。他们供奉的是本是天上事的形状和影像，正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候，蒙神警戒他说：“你要谨慎。”做各样的物件都要照着山上指示你的样子。
Who serve as a copy and the shadow of the heavenly things, just as Moses was warned by God when he was about to erect the tabernacle, say, for see, he says, that you make all things according to the pattern which you was shown to you on the mountain.
所以神对摩西的启示。
So the God had given this revelation to Moses.
有关这个会幕。
In the matter of tabernacle.
神要带他们进迦南。
The Lord wants to bring them into Canaan.
来到会幕的面前。
To bring them before this tabernacle.
神说：“你做各样的物件，都要照着我在山上指示你的样子。”
God says that you make all things according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain.
换句话说
，In another word,
弟兄姊妹，如果你要服侍
，Brothers and sisters, if we want to serve,
甚至说，如果你要进迦南。
Or if you want to enter the promised land,
你的服事必须照着神山上的样子。
Or everything that we do must follow the pattern which was shown us on the mountain.
服事的人没有自由。
We don't have freedom to choose our own service.
任何一个物件你都不能照你自己的意思去做。
We can't just design any items according to our own will.
我们就是一个奴隶。
We are but a slave.
那我们再来看摩西这么说。
And if Moses said so,
我们看大卫他怎么说。
What did David say?
我们看历代志上二十八章。
In 1 Chronicles chapter 28,
历代志上二十八章十一节跟十九节。
28 verse 11 and 19.
所以大卫他对他的儿子所罗门他说
，David told his son Solomon.
大卫就将殿的油廊、房屋、府库、楼房、内殿和施恩所的样式指示他儿子所罗门。
He showed the plan of the porch of the temple, its buildings, its storehouses, its upper rooms, its inner rooms, and the room for the mercy seat.
所以大卫说，第十九节，他说这一切工作的样式都是耶和华用他手画出来，使我明白的。
Verse 19 says, "All this," said David, "the Lord made me understand in writing by His hand upon me, all the details of His patterns."
你知道大卫在说什么？
What did David truly say?
大卫说所罗门。
David says, "Solomon, my son."
这个圣殿里头这些所有这些油廊、房屋、府库、楼房、内殿、施恩所，你不要随便乱做。
All the patterns and the plans of the temple, all the porches and the upper houses, storehouses, inner rooms, do not build it according to your own design.
耶和华用他的手画出来。
The Lord made me understand in writing by His own hand,
使我明白。
So that I can understand it.
所以所罗门，你也要明白。
So all these details you must also know.
你照你自己意思去做，没有路。
Do not build up a temple according to your own will and your own design.
会幕是这样，圣殿也是一样。
And the tabernacle was in this way, and the temple was also in the same way.
摩西这么说，大卫也这么说。
The same thing Moses said, David also said.
你必须知道一件事情。
So we must understand this.
在旧约的时代。
In the Old Testament.
一个人只要摸到祭坛、会幕、圣殿、约柜。
If anyone can come in touch with the altar, with the tabernacle, with the Ark of Testimony and the temple.
一个人只要摸到这些事情。
If you can touch these matters,
神就兴起这个。
Then the Lord will raise this person up.
摩西是这样。
Moses was like that.
亚伯拉罕是这样。
Abraham was the same way.
雅各是这样。
Jacob.
大卫是这样。
David.
都一样。
They're all the same way.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为这是神他在永远里头的旨意。
Because this is God's will for the eternity.
你只要摸到祭坛，摸到会幕，摸到圣殿，摸到约柜，你就摸到神的心。
If we can touch the reality of the altar, of the tabernacle, of the ark of God, and of His temple, then you can touch the reality of His heart.
没有说神有他的选民。
And the Lord, yes, He had elected His people.
但他整个形式，他的思想，全在那祭坛、会幕、圣殿、约柜里面。
But his whole heart, his whole thought is upon the matter of his temple, of his altar, of his tabernacle.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为在两个基路伯中间，神要对我们说话。
Because between the wings of the cherubims, he will speak to us.
祭坛、会幕、圣殿、耶柜，神跟我们说话。
And through all these, the altar, the tabernacle, the ark, the temple, he will speak to us.
你摸到这件事情。你就摸到他神最新的意愿。
If you can touch its reality, then you can touch his heart.
然后神就说了，你做这些事情的时候，你必须照着我山上的样子。
And the Lord says, when you build them up, make sure you do everything according to the pattern that's shown you on the mountain.
任何打折扣都不行。
And you cannot have any shortcut.
我们来看一个正面的例子。
A good example of this.
《使徒行传》十六章六到八节。
And in Acts chapter 16, verse 6 to 8,
这个地方讲到保罗这个使徒。
It talks about Paul as an apostle.
第六节，圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过以弗里加、加拉太一带地方，到了美西亚的边界。他们想要往庇推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许，他们就 越过米西亚下到特罗亚去。
It says they passed through the Phrygian and the Galatian region, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And after they came to, excuse me, Mysia, and they were trying to go to Bithynia, and the Spirit of Jesus did not permit them. And passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas.
我们想一想这个地图啊。
And if you think about this map,
亚细亚在中间呢。
You have Asia in the middle.
啊，西南方有吕佛家。
And in the southwest, you have
吕佛家。
Phrygian region.
哎，东北方有加拉太。
And on the northeast have the Galatian region.
所以圣灵禁止他们去亚细亚。
Yet the Holy Spirit forbidden them to go through Asia.
我们现在讲好简单啊，你不是就往那边这以弗所、腓立比、哥罗西就去就对了。
And、
可是保罗在那个时候，啥事他知道啊？他更不知道神要他去哪里。
And to us, it looks very simple. You go from here and you go through there, you go to the other side. It's just a very clear itinerary. But Paul didn't know where he was supposed to go.
那时候是福音的开始，保罗根本不知道要去哪。
And it was just the beginning of his evangelical journey. He did not know where he should go.
所以他就从以弗家、加拉太、庇推尼，都是往东边跑。
And he was going through Galatian, going through all these places, or Bithynia was towards the east.
神的灵不许。
But the Holy Spirit had forbidden him.
保罗之所以能够在神面前侍立
，The reason Paul can serve before God，
弟兄姊妹，沙弗之所以能够在宝座前侍立
，It's the same reason that Seraphim can stood before the throne of God，
因为他们顺服
，Because they were obedient，
沙弗因此蒙福
，And the reason they were blessed，
保罗因此蒙福
，The reason Paul was blessed，
保罗往哪里去啊
？Where could he go？
他往特罗亚去
，He went instead towards Troas。
特罗亚在哪里啊
？Where is Troas？
在西边。
If you see the map, it's towards the west.
所以圣灵把他们从东边乱跑，抓到西边。
And they were going towards the east, yet the Holy Spirit had turned their direction around and pointed them towards west.
圣灵要什么，他就做什么。
And whatever the Holy Spirit directed, he obeyed.
你说这有什么了不起啊
？And you said, what's the big deal of that?
我说你就很了不起。
And I say it's very important.
你不知道新约里头所有这些教会
You know all the churches of New Testament?
腓立比、帖撒罗尼加、哥林多、以弗所、哥罗西
Philippi, Thessalonica, Corinthian Church, and Ephesian Church. Ephesus.
全在这条线上
It's all along that same journey line.
新约书信的开始全在这条线上
And the beginning of all these New Testament epistles were along the same journey.
所以福音从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚传到地极
And so as the gospel was spread from Jerusalem to Samaria to the ends of the earth,
神的手要从这个地方往西传
The Lord directed their journey from that region towards the west.
传到我们刚刚谈的那几个教会
And to all these churches that we mentioned,
保罗在那里服侍
，and Paul began to minister there，
在那里蒙福
，and to spread the blessing of God。
今天我们在这里聚会，跟保罗一个决定都有关系。
And today the reason we can minister here and to come before the Lord has everything to do with what Paul did back then。
这个教会，我们那时候的腓立比、帖撒罗尼迦这些教会，都跟这条线有。
And all the epistles that we're reading, the Philippians, the Thessalonians, has everything to do with their journey back then.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们的服事影响很多人。
So often we don't even realize that our ministry will affect so many more people.
保罗的一个顺服影响两千年来的教会。
The obedience of Paul affected the church for 2,000 years.
所以你知道这个顺服有多重要。
So you don't know how important this obedience is.
我们再来看一个反面的例子。
And there is a negative example.
这个例子我们都很熟悉。
And we know this very well.
在撒母耳记上十五章。
From 1 Samuel chapter 15.
扫罗。
The king Saul.
因为我的时间到，只能很快讲一下，因为这个故事大家都晓得。
And we know this story so well, so we'll only mention it in brief.
扫罗击打。亚玛利人
Saul defeated the Amalekites.
神要他们全部都杀掉。
The Lord told them to kill every single one, destroy all of them.
扫罗怜惜亚甲王，怜惜那上好的牛羊牛犊牛羊羔。
Yet Saul showed mercy to Agag the king, and he spared the king and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, and the lambs.
多可惜一件事情。
What? How pitiful!
神立的以色列第一个王。
The Lord established the first king of Israel.
你知道我在说什么吗？
You know what I mean.
扫罗如果顺服。
If Paul could obey,
神的祝福不得了。
Then how great would the blessing of God be upon him?
以色列的第一个王。
The first king of Israel.
就跌倒在一件事情。
But he has fallen on this one matter.
不顺服。
He could not obey full heartedly.
他就不顺服神要他做的事情。
He could not obey the will of God.
因为撒母耳说了两句非常重的话。
So Samuel responded to him with these verses.
在第二十二节、二十三节，撒母耳说。
In verse 22-23, he says,
耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人所听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神的偶像的罪相同。你既厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你作王。
Has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obedience, obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of divination, and insubordination is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of God, and he has rejected you from being king. And Paul's ministry before God ended at that moment.
所以我们看到这顺服的重要，我们看到正面的例子，负面的例子。
So we see both the good and bad examples, and we see how important it is to obey the Lord.
所以我们今天我们谈到撒拉弗的前面两对翅膀。
So we talk about these first two pairs of wings of the seraphims.
一个跟舍己有关系。
One has to do with denying ourselves.
一个跟顺服有关系。
The other one is to obey the Lord.
一个跟我们个人内里的对付有关系。
It's to deal with the inner being of ourselves.
一个跟我们的服事有关系。
The other one is to deal with the outward action and our services.
愿神祝福我每个弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord use this to bless us.
愿神祝福你。
May the Lord bless you.
愿神祝福我。
And bless us.
愿神祝福他的教会。
Bless his church.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们感谢你今天借着撒拉弗的服事，让我们学习服事的原则。
Lord Father, we thank you so much. Through the seraphims, we can see the principle of ministering before you.
愿你的话语在我们里头有真正的启示。
May your word give us true revelation.
从我们的里面，我们愿意舍己。
That we will be willing to deny ourselves.
做个谦卑在你面前的。
To be those who are humble before you.
不要在高傲跟虚荣里头。
That we will no longer exalt ourselves or to be vain in our own beauty.
也感谢你来教导我们顺服的功课。
May you teach us the lesson of obedience.
不要偏行己路。
That we will not follow our own ways.
愿我们都做个义的奴隶。
That we will be slaves to righteousness.
不要在悖逆顽梗里。
That we will no longer be in insubordination.
愿你这样来祝福我们。
May you continue to bless us.
因此我们能够像撒拉弗一样。
So that we can also be like the seraphim.
用第三对翅膀来飞翔。
That we may fly with the wings you've given us.
在属灵里得到属灵一切的丰盛。
That we can receive all the blessings in the spiritual places.
愿你祝福你自己的话语。
We thank you and bless your words.
祝福我们每个弟兄姐妹。
And may you bless every brother and sister.
祝福你的教会。
And bless your church.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.